everybody. Welcome to
Twin Souls Podcast with your hosts,
Jordan
and Kelsey.
Stay tuned for an episode of Murder, Mystery,
and Mayhem. On this episode of Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem, we discuss the mysterious suicide of Rebecca Zahau and the mysterious circumstances surrounding the death of Maxfield Shacknai. So we're going to go into a little bit of background first. Jordan and I both have notes, so he's just going to jump in whenever he feels like something's relevant that he has. And then I'm just going to kind of compress it all, and then he'll give details for the most part.
Perfect.
Okay. So this happened in 2008. Rebecca was a beautiful, artistic 32-year-old who was full of life and promise. She was said to have been happy almost all of the time, and her family says she was a complete joy to be around. She started dating a man named Jonas Shacknai after her first divorce, and he was the CEO of a pharmaceutical company, and he was the 9th highest paid CEO of this company, earning $6.4 million a year.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
So he had two previous marriages. His first marriage resulted in a divorce and a nasty custody dispute. The couple had two children. And his second marriage, from his second wife, Dina, he also had a son named Maxfield Shacknai, who they called Max. Now, the one thing I do want to say is the main players of this case right off the bat, the ones that were residing at the mansion that week were Rebecca, her teenage sister, Max, Jonah, and Jonah's brother, Adam. He came from out of town to visit, and he was staying in the guest house out back from the main mansion. We're going to discuss Max's death first because he ended up dying first. So on July 11th, Max, Rebecca, Rebecca's teenage sister Zena, they were all at Jonas Shacknai's Spreckles Mansion in California. 10 bed, 11 bath, ladies and gentlemen. Jonah used it as a summer home.
I can't believe that. 10 bedrooms, what?
11 bathrooms.
Okay, let's go. Let's do this.
So he was basically filthy rich. Now, at some point during the day, Rebecca said that she was in the bathroom and Max was riding his scooter upstairs on the second floor. So the scooters I'm talking about are like the Razor scooters, 90s kids. We all know what those are like. He fell face first over the second floor banister and he swung down onto the chandelier and ended up on the floor on the first level of the mansion. So this resulted in injuries to his spinal cord and facial bones mostly. And Rebecca had found Max moments later and obviously she dialed 911. He was unresponsive and he was not breathing when she had found him moments later. He actually ended up passing away on July 16th due to his brain damage. And that was caused by oxygen deprivation resulting from his injuries. And on July 26th, Max's death was ruled as an accident. However, okay, a trauma doctor who examined Max's body prior to his death, so while he was in the hospital, stated to police that he did not believe the injuries from his fall were consistent with the cardiac arrest and brain swelling, suggesting that Max may have been suffocated prior to this fall.
Okay, that's some pretty intense information there. So basically, he's six, right? Is that how old he is?
I believe he was 6 or 7, but I'm going to double check really quick.
So he was scootering. I'm just thinking how tall like a normal six-year-old would be. I wouldn't think they'd be really too tall, in my opinion. I guess you can say it does seem a little fishy with depending on the height. I would think a mansion, it would be built for adults and less worry about kids. So I would think it would be like a normal height banister where it's at least probably 3.5-4 feet high. Maybe not 4 feet, maybe about 3.5 feet. That still seems lot for him to go over.
So he was six. He was 6 years old.
Okay.
And I believe I read something that said that there wasn't any way he could go over the banister because it was so much higher than, like, he was taller than the banister. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. It's so bizarre. On his razor scooter, he falls over. So they're basically saying he fell over head first, essentially.
So basically, like, he was driving towards it for whatever, running away from something, for example.
Pretty much. And then he happened to go over. That's what I'm saying. Like, if this boy lived at this mansion for however long, every summer, like, wouldn't there have been other accidents with other people for these banisters if they were that short or that tall or whatever the issue was?
And also, to me, being face down, if he fell over the banister, if you think about it, he should be flipping midair, and I wouldn't think he would flip like twice in the air and land back on his face.
Well, exactly. So then how did he grab the chandelier? Because it looked like, if you look at the crime scene photos, it looked like the chandelier had been literally grabbed like a monkey would, like, you know, like he was hanging on to it.
I wish I could see photos of like the chandelier, like before, just in the house as normal, because that does seem a little like, and 6 years old, he fell over, but then he fell far enough to reach the chandelier. Like normally when you picture chandeliers in big houses, it's like in the middle of the stairwell and not like.
It kind of is, but it kind of looks like it's centered more. Like I sent you a picture of it towards the back, and I'll send you a picture of how they said he went over, which doesn't make any sense to me. And I will post this on our Facebook page as well, just so everyone else can see what pictures we're referencing here. So basically they're saying that he went over, it looks like chest first almost, and he grabbed onto the chandelier. So yeah, I mean, that just looks so bizarre to me.
Wait, so they're saying he went over the side. He didn't even go over like the edge of the bit, like.
Yeah. So like the top of the stairs.
Okay, yeah, that to me, that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, especially with a scooter. He's going to know better than to run up and, like, I don't really, I find it hard to believe that he would lost control of the scooter, went over at that direction.
Well, not to mention, wouldn't there have been at least a stair there going down? Like, one.
Yeah. And being six, he's not that tall either. So, I mean, he would hit that stair, in my opinion.
Yeah. So unless it was a total accident, but that doesn't account for why he was so oxygen deprived. If Rebecca had found him literally moments after this accident had happened.
And you know what? The thing we know about oxygen deprivation with like the Chris Watts case, mentioning that the girls were smothered first and it didn't actually work. I guess you have to believe the autopsy unless someone is paying the coroner to say otherwise, like they're not going to lie.
No. And this guy, this doctor that had saw him while he was on life support, basically said that his injuries were not consistent. Like, why did his brain have so much swelling? Why was he so deprived of oxygen? The only thing that made sense to this trauma doctor was that he had been suffocated prior to the fall, which would make more sense because wouldn't someone be suffocating him and maybe throw him over?
To me, that would make a lot more sense as well.
His dad, I mean, let's face it. Where was his dad? So his dad was apparently at work or was away when all this happened. Rebecca and Zena were home and Max. And I'm assuming he had help, like maids and stuff like that too, that had been around. Assumingly he was at work, but he was a target. I mean, a $6.4 million CEO.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Anybody could have hired somebody to take out his family.
Exactly. That's not out of the water.
I mean, that's my theory just because I don't understand how else Max would have been so oxygen deprived, unless that's just me being ignorant about the human body. But if he was knocked out and went unconscious, you can still be breathing.
Yes.
So was he not breathing before he went over that railing? That's my question. Yeah, so
I don't know. That's weird.
So it was considered an accident, I believe I said.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was ruled an accident on July 26th. So on July 12th, Rebecca dropped off her little sister Zena at the airport for her flight back to Missouri. And then she picked up Jonah's brother Adam, and he had just arrived on a flight from Memphis. And all three of them, Jonah, Rebecca, and Adam, they all ate dinner together that night, returned back to the Spreckles mansion. So on the morning of July 13th, Adam stated that he had found Rebecca's nude body hanging from a balcony with her wrists and ankles bound and her hands tied behind her back. She was gagged with a long sleeve t-shirt and it was wrapped around her head, and the sleeves were double knotted and stuffed into her mouth. There appeared to be tape residue on her legs, and she was pronounced dead right at the scene. Her cause of death was ruled to be a suicide over her guilt of not supervising Max and the accident that had happened. People had assumed that maybe she was feeling guilt from not watching him or going to the bathroom, and that's why this was considered a suicide. So there was no other evidence found at the scene. Only Rebecca's DNA was found. So on her body, on the scene, only her DNA was found.
Fishy to me. You can continue there. But that seems so weird, that how bound she was. Like, how the hell did she end up binding herself that way in the first, at least with her arms? Did you say behind her back?
So her wrists and ankles were bound and her hands were tied behind her back.
Okay, that's...
She was also gagged with a long sleeve shirt and that was wrapped around her head. And the sleeves were double knotted. So she double knotted this shirt on her head and then stuffed it into her mouth.
Okay.
Hmm. That's a lot of effort for somebody to commit suicide, is it not?
To me, it definitely does seem like a lot of effort. Like, much easier ways to do it.
And not to mention, why was she naked? Like, Dr. Phil did a special on this, and, you know, it's... They say that when women commit suicide, most of the time that they are not found naked because it's a modesty thing. It's a woman thing. And she was found completely naked, hanging off this balcony. And to me, that just doesn't seem like something a woman might do in that instance, for the whole world to see her naked body. I don't think so. Just my opinion. He eventually died from his injuries, but okay. He had too much brain damage caused by oxygen deprivation. So the injuries were just on top of it.
Okay.
Basically, his brain was dead.
Okay, gotcha.
So they don't, from what I've read, they don't know if it's because of the fall or if because he was supposedly strangled or suffocated before he went over. There's so many questions. So it's definitely a interesting case, that's for sure.
Yes, so, I'm looking at some more pictures here of the balcony. I just had a different angle. And also, actually, I'll send you this picture, because at this angle, it's, to me, with Max, it's completely, it makes sense. The way he tripped on the carpet. There's a carpet right there. He tripped on the carpet on his scooter, and he totally could have went over just by the height of it. So let me actually show you this one as well. Yeah, you can actually continue so I don't interrupt you again.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about the autopsy of Rebecca. Max never really had an autopsy that was out of the ordinary for the most part. His injuries kind of explained what had happened to him, but they couldn't understand why his brain had so much damage from I mean, just being out for however long he was out, he shouldn't have had that much brain damage. So Rebecca's family actually got more than one autopsy performed on her because they were convinced that this was not suicide. She did not kill herself. She was not that type of person. There's no way. So her first autopsy results revealed four instances of head trauma. So an expert witness testified at that trial that it was a possibility that Rebecca had hit her head while she was hanging. Dr. Maurice Godwin expressed doubt about this. In his opinion, was the chances of Rebecca bumping into that railing, going over the balcony, and then hitting her head four times is unlikely. I mean, which it is.
Okay. Yeah. I would think it'd be unlikely because of just the way gravity works. Once, maybe twice if the swing back is so strong, yeah. Not a third or fourth time.
So no, there's no way she would have just jumped and hung the one time. She was found with four hits basically to her head.
Okay.
And Rebecca's second autopsy was performed by the famous pathologist Cyril Wecht. And Dr. Cyril Wecht has conducted multiple autopsies on celebrities, such as Anna Nicole, and is one of the leading top pathologists in his field. Dr. Wecht testified that he believed the fractures in Zahau's throat were caused by strangulation, not by the hanging. And he also stated that he thought her death was a homicide, not a suicide. And he also stated that there were multiple inaccuracies about the initial autopsy, that he found evidence that indicated Rebecca may have been sexually assaulted before her death.
So I do want to add here that in my notes, it says the strangulation, that it was injury by strangulation, but I have it was manual strangulation. So maybe it was just kind of speaking of someone strangling her instead of self-inflicted.
Yeah, so he believes it wasn't because of the hanging, basically.
And what do you know anything about this possible sexual assault that could have happened on her as well?
So now here I'm going to read a quote because this kind of goes into this. So family members expressed suspicions for why Rebecca's hands and feet were bound. San Diego Sheriff stated there are documentations of incidents throughout the country where people have secured their feet and hands as well to commit suicide to prevent themselves from changing their mind. Police reenacted the scenario in court in an effort to determine whether it would have been possible for Rebecca to bind herself in that manner. And they even showed a video demonstration. And apparently they had a woman in this video showing how she wrapped a rope around her hand several times in front of her, slipped one hand out of the binding, then placed her hands behind her back, rebound them, and tightened the bindings with the aid of a string, similar to the one that police found in Rebecca's hands. So they found that it was completely possible for her to do this, in other words, which to me is like a little ridiculous, but whatever. So a message had been painted on the door leading to the balcony where police found Rebecca's body.
Okay.
So the message read, "She saved him. Can he save her?" Sheriff Gorn only stated that it was not a clear suicide note. However, investigators took it as further evidence of her suicide. Rebecca liked to paint as a hobby, and she had signed her paintings in the past, and all of her siblings contended that the message did not match her handwriting. So the message on the door did not match Rebecca's handwriting. So it wasn't a suicide note.
So some of Rebecca's friends had actually said that whenever they'd go to the gym and they would have to shower, Rebecca would basically, it would be an almost impossible for her to show skin. She wasn't that type of person to show skin. So the fact that she was found naked in view of everyone, that doesn't sound like Rebecca to her friends.
No, not even if she was going to like kill herself. Her family said the same thing. There was no way that she would have jumped out of the balcony naked if she was going to jump off the balcony. So even her family and her sisters are like, what the hell? This makes absolutely no sense. It's completely out of character. So I'm just going to talk about the rumors because Jordan had asked about her sexual assault.
Yes.
Here is a theory that's floating around on Reddit, that's going around on Facebook and the groups. The theory is that Jonah's brother, Adam, was interested in Rebecca. And because Jonah was away from the mansion because he was at the hospital with Max during the time, and he was going back and forth from the hospital to the Ronald McDonald House because they were doing vigils and stuff for Max at this point. And they said that because Jonah wasn't at home, maybe Adam hit on Rebecca and tried to sexually assault her, and she said no, and he got angry and kind of took revenge for his nephew in his own hands. So that's the theory floating around. I don't know if it's true, but to me it sounds, I mean, pretty right on, except for the point where what would be the motive for Adam to kill Rebecca unless it was sexual?
True. That makes sense. I understand that.
But there was no, from what I read, there was no DNA tying Adam to anything in the room. The only thing that they thought maybe he had something to do with it was her knots. They were tied like a sailor, and Adam has a boat and he sails. So they kind of made that connection like, okay, well, maybe he's the one that tied the knots that way.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not sure if they had really anything else tying him except for more of a, is it more likely than he did? Is it less likely that he didn't? Like, it was a civil suit, so they couldn't go through a prosecution and all this kind of stuff. It was literally a question of more likely or not. And that's literally what a civil suit is. You bring the evidence and the judge decides the guilt of the person on a more likely or not basis. They don't get prosecuted. If anything, they have to pay a fine or like a wrongful death fee to the family. So I just want everyone to know that.
So I'm just looking at, I believe these are actual crime scene photos of her arms bound. And that seems to me like a pretty intricate knot of sorts. I don't know how accurate
it was.
Yes. You know, these are actual photos. Like the leg photos, I can understand about her tying herself up. But the arms, to me, that still seems really out of the ordinary.
And for her to knot that long sleeve shirt around her head twice and then put it in her mouth.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't sound like somebody who's in the right mind, because at that point, I think about myself doing that and I'd be in a panic because I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
So you're telling me she just did this all to herself and it was fine. She just jumped off the balcony because she had so much guilt. I'm sorry. I just don't buy it.
I don't buy it either. Like, especially in a big house like that, I think that if she really wanted to do it, she didn't have to make a big spectacle. What was with the whole spectacle? Like that was a big, like, hey, check me out type of crime scene, in my opinion.
Yeah. So if that was so uncharacteristic of her to not show her body, even in the shower, I'm sorry, but there's no way this woman would want all these people to see her nude. Strangers, cops.
No, definitely not.
That makes no sense. To me, that was almost a sign of humiliating Rebecca. Almost like somebody knew that she was like that and she was a modest person and that would humiliate her. To me, that's what that crime scene tells me.
So I'm looking at a picture here of the chandelier on the ground in the scooter. And
I know which one you're talking about.
And I'm just like, why is the chandelier like out of the way, in my opinion. It seems, well, they're, I guess they're not supposed to, this is supposed to be the crime scene, like actual done. So it shouldn't be moved in any position. And it just seems really off position
to
me.
It was almost to the right more.
Yes, exactly. Against a whole nother wall that wasn't even in the area.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's so weird. And the scooter being so far, like, okay, I guess I can understand the scooter being far away. If he, but
the scooter would be to the left.
Yes, right? The scooter's to the left a little bit.
Okay, and then that means Max probably would have fell more to the right.
Like, I would say to the right of the chandelier. So it's really confusing. I guess you would have to do like an actual walkthrough of the house itself to understand the positioning of things.
Yep, I agree. It's just so confusing because to me, if he was going down, like say it was just an accident and he was going down that first stair or whatever, he would still go down a stair. So that just makes no sense to me. He would try and stop himself. He would grab the railing. He wouldn't just go over. Oh, totally.
No. No, he would try to grab something.
Yeah, but, and he could have, I mean, really, when you think about it, that chandelier, that was a pretty big chandelier. If he had held on to that thing for dear life, he probably could have held on until someone could have found him. I mean, that was not a small chandelier. That was like chandelier.
Yeah. I'd think that he'd be hanging there for a couple seconds before. Yep,
exactly.
I guess before it all came down.
Exactly. So it just does not make sense to me. The way they explain him going over, I think that was just the simple way of explaining. But then it's like his injuries, you know, his trauma, his brain oxygen deprivation was not just from his injuries. No. So what was it from? What had happened that couple of minutes? Was someone in the mansion? Was someone after Jonah's family or his, you know, his interpersonal life because he was a CEO? True. I have no idea. There are so many different theories going around about this case, but I do not think Rebecca committed suicide.
In my opinion, I don't think she did either. It just seems way too like
out of character.
Out of character and planned in a way.
It does. It almost seems too cut and dry. I mean, she attached the ropes that were around her neck to the bed frame. It just makes no sense to me.
And I just seen another picture of Max, and it had a really bad injury to his neck where you can like almost see his spinal cord. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm confused about that.
And his spine injury, if you look at it, like you can see the pictures. Again, we will post them in its own file so everyone knows what we're talking about. His injury was almost to the side of his spine.
Yes.
So he didn't fall straight down then.
No.
And why would he have injuries to the back unless he must have hit something or he was already hit? It just makes no sense. I just feel like maybe he was hit above the head, went over the railing, fell. That's what happened. I know it's a stretch.
Yeah, I think with Max, it's more could be an accident, but then there's always that like,
What if someone was
big?
Yes, he was.
He has pissed off people in his life. You can't say like everyone has.
Yeah, so totally.
The fact that someone could have taken it out on themselves and go to, I'm going to send you a message. I'm going to kill your son.
And not to mention, Jonah,
this his only son.
He had Max from his second marriage and he had two previous children from his first wife. So he had three in total.
Okay, gotcha.
So the crazy thing to me is that this was totally ruled an accident right from the get-go. And I think it's really bizarre that Rebecca would have been ruled a suicide just off the bat. I mean, why was there no thorough investigation into this crime scene? What was someone trying to hide is my point. Like, of course, it just right? seems so, it almost seems like she wasn't worth looking into because she was just the girlfriend of a rich CEO.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't get this. I just think this is so bizarre. So basically, they said, oh, she killed herself. Rebecca killed herself because she felt guilty about what happened to Max. And her sister has said, yes, she did feel guilty because she was in charge, but not to the point where she was going to kill herself. She just wanted Max to be okay. You know, she was concerned.
Yeah.
So after all this was said and done and all the autopsies were said and done of Rebecca's body, her sister and family brought on a civil lawsuit against Adam Shacknai. So this was Jonah's brother. So this was her brother-in-law in a sense, like if they were married.
Okay.
So Adam was ultimately found liable in the death of Rebecca after a civil trial ended in April 2018. His insurance company agreed with this and figured out that he owes Rebecca's mother a sum of $5.2 million in damages following her death.
Okay.
His insurance company agreed with his guilt that he more likely than not killed her. And they settled with the family to pay $600,000 in damages. So Adam Shacknai, there was an interview recently released, and I can't tell you the date if this was in 2018 or this was now.
Okay.
He was enraged. He was absolutely angry about his insurance company paying the $600,000. He was like, she wasn't worth me killing her. And he was just so angry. He was enraged and he vowed to motion for a retrial, which was ultimately denied.
Okay.
Because he was found liable. So yes. Adam Shacknai is considered liable on the death of Rebecca Zahau. And even
he's not guilty. That's a completely different thing, right?
So
he's liable but not guilty.
So basically he's liable, which, you know, like I said, more likely than not, he killed her. But that doesn't mean that they can go and now get him on criminal charges.
Okay.
Because there's not enough evidence. There's not enough DNA. There's not enough of a grab there for them to say he was there, he did this, you know. So the only thing they could do was do the civil lawsuit.
Okay.
And even after the judge and everyone else said Adam Shacknai, we believe, is liable for her death, the police department, even to this day, still refuses to change Rebecca's cause of death to homicide instead of suicide. I still think it's because they're unsure. I think if they had rock solid, I think if they had rock solid proof, then things might change. But I think until they can physically take Adam Shacknai to a criminal court and prosecute him, they can't do anything.
I totally agree there. I totally agree there. There's nothing they can do until then.
There's nothing. And that's even if. So the closest thing the family could get to a conviction was the civil suit.
Yes.
Which is basically just paying damages of wrongful death, pretty much. And Adam was enraged. He was so angry. And so I have here that we should talk about what we think happened or who we think did it.
Okay.
I think that night it was Adam in the guest house and Rebecca in the main house. And granted, there's a lot of people that can come in and out of a 10 bedroom, 11 bathroom house without you even hearing them.
True.
Like we don't know who else was in this house with her. Like the help, like, did he have servants? Did he have maids? Did he have a nanny? Did, you know,
exactly.
They don't go into any of this. So It could have been anything. It could have been a spontaneous crime.
It really could have.
It could have been a robbery gone wrong. Someone maybe thought no one was at the house and Rebecca was caught in the middle of that and they murdered her. Just like, a theory.
Like to me, so I'm still looking at some crime scene photos because I have never really looked at these before. So I'm checking them out now while we're talking to try and picture some things as we're speaking. Like I see two knives, like a butcher knife and then like a small paring knife. I'm just like, to me, that just makes me think someone was unsure what they wanted to do and then finally was like settled on, oh, you know what? Let me do this intricate like tying of a rope from here to here, from here to here, etc.
Yeah.
Let's try my best to make it look like
she an did
accident.
It.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's what doesn't make any sense to me, because if you think about it, it's Rebecca. Jonah's at the hospital with his son. Okay. So assumingly, right, there's only her in the house. Exactly. That huge house. Yeah. So it could have really been anybody. And if the brother, if Adam was staying in the back house, right, because there was a guest house out back of the mansion, obviously.
Yes.
Like a guest quarters that he could stay in.
Well, of course.
And someone snuck in the house and say Rebecca was screaming. Well, how do you even know that he would hear that? Being so far back and Rebecca was like kind of more on the front.
Yeah. No, well, I don't think he would hear it unless he like smoked and was outside smoking, for example.
I agree. Or like, going to the main house to get something.
He would have had to have like walked in on it, in my opinion.
Or heard her screaming at just being outside or through his window or whatever. But I just feel like if he's far out in the back house, he's not going to hear what's going on in the front.
Did they mention the placement of the bed? Because she was partially tied to the, like, essentially tied to the bed. Was the bed frame, like, moved and stuff like that? Or was it in the same place as...
No, they said it was in the same place against the wall. So it was adjacent to the balcony. And then it was a bed sheet, I believe they said, is what she used. She tied it up, put it on her neck, tied it around the bed frame, around the base of the bed, like the leg.
Yep.
And jumped. And then somehow she hit her head 4 times on the way down.
Yeah, like... I think her death was a murder. It'll be a mystery murder up until, like we said, until someone can actually has solid evidence placing someone there with Rebecca.
Exactly.
Or someone's on their deathbed and decides to speak on it. Just because, look, like I said, those knots.
They're intricate.
They're intricate. And someone, unless Rebecca... was like a Girl Scout back in the day or
exactly
a sailor or something like that. I don't think she would have known how to tie these. And even if she did, wouldn't there like have been like a search history of her looking for this, how to tie myself up?
Well, exactly. And cell phones were still popular in that time.
They were.
So
they were really popular and blowing up back in the day. So it's like, seems a little fishy there.
Definitely. Well, and then there's like the other side of it where it's like, why would she kill herself, right? If her boyfriend was already losing his son and she knew that, wouldn't she want to be there for him? Wouldn't she want to support him?
Exactly. And I think because of the timing of her death, it was still too early. Like, I don't know if they were told at that time that, oh, Max is not going to live.
Yeah.
I honestly don't believe they were told at that time. I think it was kind of like something that happened the day before, a few hours before. Like,
it was because they had a vigil.
So, the timing of it seems really off. Like,
it does.
For her to be depressed about it, okay, that's one thing. Yeah, I'm sure she was. Totally.
Yeah. I'm sure she felt some sort of responsibility.
She was there. She was supposed to be watching.
Yeah.
But also, my whole question is, if her sister, younger sister, was there, where was her sister when this happened?
So her sister was actually brought back to the airport. She went early. She went back to Missouri.
Okay.
And then Rebecca had picked up Adam from the airport and brought him back to the mansion.
Okay.
Gotcha. So the sister was completely gone. That's what I thought too. And then I'm like, well, she was already gone, so that X's her out.
Okay, gotcha.
So that makes a lot of sense. Max is in the hospital. Rebecca's at the mansion. Adam's at the mansion. Jonah's gone. And Max's mother was at the hospital with him pretty much until he passed. So she's not a contender in this.
So basically, she was basically hogtied, essentially.
Essentially, yes. With her hands behind her back.
And that's not something you can do by yourself. I don't think even the best knot tier could do that himself. If he could, then so be it on you. But like we said, those knots are too intricate. My goodness.
Yeah, that's my point. What the hell? So they're so intricate. Mm-hmm. And somebody wanted to make sure she could not escape those knots.
Yes.
That's what they also tell me. Someone wanted to make sure she could not get free from those knots. They wanted her dead.
They did. They definitely did.
It just seems so planned almost, and it's so bizarre.
I would agree there. It definitely seems so planned. And to me, the fact that there's like two knives, at least in the photos, that were in the vicinity, and two completely different types of knives. Like, to me, wouldn't it be easier for her to have scissors if she was using a knife to cut something? Like,
exactly.
What?
None of this makes sense. I mean, I think personally Max's death was tragic, and I think it was a horrible accident.
Yes.
It's kind of cool to think about other theories that could happen. No disrespect, but I do think it was just a horrible, horrible accident. And then I think Rebecca's death happening so close was just really freaking weird and just put more tragedy on this poor man who has now lost his son. And now he lost his girlfriend. And his brother had been dating her for however long. I think it's 8 months.
Something like that, yeah.
He knew who she was.
Yep.
So him saying, I got a girl here, is him trying to pull himself back from any, what do you call that, attachment to her by not giving her a name.
Exactly.
So that's already kind of suspicious. And yes, then... did you notice in the call, he says that he's doing chest compressions. So he already had cut her down then.
Yes, he did. Yes. So this is probably five minutes later.
Yeah.
After he cut her down.
So he cut her down. So then the crime scene was already disturbed before the police got there.
Yeah.
Why would you even touch her? And he said, are you alive? Well, she's not responding. Why would you touch her?
Well, exactly. That seems kind of stupid. Like,
I can't decide if this guy's liable or guilty or not.
Right? Like, he's just kind of dumb.
I really can't tell. I almost feel like I agree with the civil suit. Like, it's more likely than not that he did.
Exactly.
But then I also kind of look on the other end and I go through that dark corner on Reddit and just start reading like all the theories. And it's almost like, okay, but what if?
Well, yeah.
It wasn't him.
Which it's totally possible.
It totally is possible.
We just have no idea. We're hoping that we can come to a conclusion, or at least come to our own conclusions about what happened, because that's all we can really do.
I mean, we want to bring the case kind of back to life a little bit because it's been out of the media for so long now. And we thought it would be a good idea because Dr. Phil just did a new episode about it.
Yes,
and just kind of like an updated episode about Rebecca's case and her autopsy and all that kind of stuff. So we wanted to kind of bring it up again and yes. give all the details that Dr. Phil couldn't. So about her, you know, being naked and hung, he didn't really talk about whether that was her characteristics or not, where we did. So yes. we kind of did a lot of research into this, which is why we're confident in saying what we're saying.
Of course.
So I think Rebecca was murdered, but I can't say who did it. That's True. How I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's any way she committed suicide.
And for all we know, if that person realized, hey, you know what? I came once, did the deed. I didn't actually succeed in killing his son. Well, next best is his girl.
Or maybe he thought or she thought that Rebecca was a witness to the crime.
Yes.
Again, just going down that dark tunnel on Reddit. Like there's that what if at the back of my head. And it's like, if Adam did this, why wasn't there anything found on the ropes with his DNA? I mean, I guess he could have wore gloves.
Yeah. True. Yeah,
but I also feel like in the moment when he, you know, if he was strangling her, who's going to think, oh, shit, I forgot my gloves.
Right. Oh, that let me stop no and sense. Go grab my gloves.
Exactly. Like it just to me, it just seems like too much of a perfect hired for murder.
Yes.
To me, it just seems so clean.
Yes.
Almost like really somebody does. Knew what they were doing. They've done it before. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah. And even the Zahao attorney and Bremner, yeah. she stated this would be the first case in history in the world that a woman killed herself like this. It's ridiculous on the face of it.
It is ridiculous.
It really is. It makes no sense whatsoever.
So this is one of those cases that go into the mystery category of our podcast.
Yes.
Because even in 2021, it is still almost a mystery. We know that Rebecca Zahao did not kill herself, but we don't know really who killed her.
Yes.
And we don't know why.
Exactly. So it will always remain a mystery, and we do like mysteries, but sometimes we like mysteries that seem a little more cut in stone.
Yeah, so this one was different for us to talk about, yes. but it was very interesting doing all the research and going down those dark threads and reading all the theories. Even in 2021, people are still wondering what happened to her. Why?
Yes. Yep.
And I don't think we'll ever know unless something comes to light. There's new DNA.
This is so
true. I don't know. I don't know if Rebecca Zahao will ever get justice.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. You hope that she can and that the family can be at peace, but
yeah, you do.
But there's only so much like evidence that's actually out there to place anybody or not place anybody. And how many times can they go over it before they're just like, okay, it's not worth our time.
We need to move on. Yeah, exactly. And I think that the police department not changing her death certificate to homicide, I think that's just because they don't have anything concrete to go off of. They have no DNA evidence.
Yes. So true.
So how can they say for sure someone murdered her? And I understand that part of the thinking there, because even though it might seem wrong to everyone else, to them, they can't put someone in jail, really. I mean, for most people,
yes.
until they have hard, solid proof. Like, yes, he was there. His DNA was on the ropes. You know, his DNA was around the room. They got in a fight. It was around her neck. That yep. kind of thing.
Yep.
So this was a very interesting case to research. I actually enjoyed doing this one. I did.
It's definitely an interesting case that's out there, especially just the whole way she was found and the circumstances surrounding her death. It prompts so many theories so many
and
different
questions. Extras.
Yes, yes.
It's incredible to me. I think Max's death was an accident, but there's also, again, there's that question, like, what if it wasn't?
Yes. Yes.
It's a mystery.
It really is a mystery.
And this is no disrespect to Max's family or the Shacknais. I don't want anyone to think that we're being disrespectful bringing up this case again. I totally respect, like, putting it to bed and leaving it there. But we wanted to mention Max because we do feel like he's an important player in this case.
Like, he really is, especially with the note. She saved him. Can you save her?
Exactly. Like, so it almost seems like it was done in revenge of Max.
Yeah, it like that note, it really seems like it was. It was someone who had hard feelings towards this. But the thing is, she saved Max. Well, no, she didn't.
No,
he died. Didn't. He died. So no one saved Max. No. And who's going to save her? Because she's going to be dead as soon as her neck broke.
As soon as she went over that railing. So how in the hell did she manage to hit her head 4 times? That's reaching.
Yes. Yes, it really is.
That does not make any sense. Anyone knows if you're going to go over a balcony, right? You're going to stand up on the balcony and it's going to be a straight drop.
Yep.
You're going to get one jump in there. That's it.
Yeah.
So for them to say that she hit her head 4 times on the way down blows my mind, because that doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
Like, unless she was trying to do some sort of elaborate flip off of the balcony.
Like, trying to do some fucking gymnastics? Like, no.
Exactly. Like,
like, that's some stupid shit. But that's, like, I mean, that's how they probably thought it went. That's how they said it happened with Max. He basically did some gymnastic shit, hit the
banister,
and then just kind of flipped his way down, holding on to what he could before he just tumbled.
Oh my God.
It's really sad.
I hate talking about it. It just breaks my heart.
Two lives were taken and neither should have. Both were accidents of some sort. Even though it was a murder, well, even though we believe it was a murder in Rebecca's case, it was still a tragedy, regardless.
It really was. And then there's so many unanswered questions. And I know that if I was Rebecca's family or her sister that talks so publicly, I don't think I would be put at rest and peace knowing that this is so up in the air, this case.
Yes.
I don't think I would feel peace. I don't think I would feel a sense of justice at all.
No, definitely not. I don't think so either. I wouldn't.
I mean, I feel horrible for them. I hope that they can find that peace, because they deserve to live a very long time without grief. And I think it's horrible that this happened. I think it's awful that there's so many mysteries up in the air with this. But at the same time, I understand their frustration of wanting to get that death certificate changed over so they have peace of mind that she did not commit suicide. That makes it official.
Yes.
So I understand their reasoning behind it. It just sucks that the police won't help them or reopen this investigation and maybe try to find out more.
Definitely. Definitely agree there. I mean, I think they should go back and reopen it and just kind of look at all the circumstances one more time.
Give it some fresh pair of eyes. You know what I mean?
Of course. Cause that's what sometimes these cases need. Like, sometimes these officers, it's the only thing they can think of for years. And that's the only thing they've worked on for years. And they need someone new to come in and just kind of take control and say, oh, you didn't kind of look at it from this angle. Could this have been a possible outcome or result.
Exactly. It just, it's so bizarre to me, this whole case. I mean, just the fact that it happened mere days apart to me is really bizarre. I think Jonah really got the shit end of the stick there.
Yes, he really did. He lost two people.
He really did. And then there's like that thread on Reddit that says, and this is another theory that I want to discuss before we end, because yep, it's kind of interesting and I think we should say it.
Okay.
Some people said that maybe what happened to Max pissed off Jonah, so Jonah hired somebody to kill Rebecca.
Very well. I mean, that totally could have happened as well.
I mean, he had the money. He had the resources. I'm sure he had the contacts. I mean, so many rich people like that know other people. I mean, look at Epstein.
Oh, exactly. You go down a rabbit hole with this one, that one, this one, that one.
Exactly. So how do we know that maybe he didn't take revenge? I mean, I know it's totally out there and I'm sure he didn't. But again, it's just one of those cool kind of things to talk about.
Yes. Oh, of course.
Because you never know, since this is a mystery.
I'm just reading my notes just to see if there's anything.
Yeah, if there's anything else we need to add.
Nope, it didn't really have any.
Anything else to add?
No, nothing. Anything that had to do with Jonah.
We covered a lot of details, though.
Jonah and his ex-wife had an alibi, which is that's apparent. They were there. They weren't going to leave
the
hospital. That was for sure.
No. No, they, you know, that is actually a good thing to mention. They did both have alibis. Both Max's mother, Dina, and Jonah. They were at the hospital doing a vigil with their son.
Yes.
Just so we don't mix words.
Do we know whose bedroom, like, this suicide occurred in? Was it her bedroom, like their bedroom?
Master bedroom.
Okay.
So it was the master bedroom of the mansion. So I'm assuming that's where her and Jonah slept together.
Okay.
That's just what I want to assume.
Makes sense.
So this case really got me. I still can't believe it.
It's really an out there case that you have to look at with an open mind, because it could go any which way and you just have no idea, and you just got to be ready for it.
You do. And it's really interesting. I really hope we didn't offend anybody who may listen to this case with our theories. Again, this is just kind of, we're just talking about it. It's all in fun, what we think happened.
Yes.
We're not downplaying any of the victims in this case. We really do have empathy for them. But we need to get it out there.
Yes, it needs to be told. It needs to be brought to light. It needs to be talked about.
And I do think Rebecca deserves to have her death certificate changed to homicide. So maybe one day that can happen.
Of course, I hope so. Well, I mean, I don't hope so. I just hope that there's a solid conclusion that they can actually
convict.
Have a full conviction and say, this is what happened to her. This person is the one who killed her.
Mm-hmm. I agree. They deserve that. The Zahows deserve that. And I also think the Shacknais deserve that as well. I think Jonah deserves to know who murdered his girlfriend, if it, you know, the theories aren't right.
Of course. And if the theories aren't right, then they're not right.
Exactly. Then
at least they were out there and theorized in the first place.
So we're just discussing basically what goes down on the rabbit hole when you really start going down those threads. People can get very accusatory and almost evil with the theories they come up with. So it's dark hole.
The thing is with these theories, if it gets so into their head and they actually start believing it, like, we know what happens in social media. Oh, let me just do some Google search on Adam, because I found some extra information that maybe they wasn't talked about in the case.
Exactly.
Let me go tell him my fucking opinion on him, that he should die and blah blah blah. Like, we don't want that. We don't want people going after other people,
no,
blaming others when there's not a solid
lead.
Yes, not a solid lead.
I mean, he was found, again, I want to remind everybody, he was found liable. So that doesn't mean that he was found guilty in a court of law. That just means he was found responsible in a more likely or not basis.
Yes.
So he was never convicted. Adam Shacknight has no criminal charges against him for the death of Rebecca Zahow. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Yeah.
We just present the facts and let everyone else decide. What do you think happened? Do you think Jonah was angry with his girlfriend and hired someone to kill her?
Of course.
Do you think it was an accident? Do you think someone was after the family? What do you think? We want to hear opinions.
We would love to hear your opinions. Like we said, we're on Instagram. You can find us on Twitter. You can find us on the Facebook page, Twin Souls Podcast. If you know Kelsey and I personally, message us and ask us about being added into the group, and we can definitely add you in, and we would love to hear everyone's opinions and theories.
And please invite your friends if you know that they're crime junkies.
Of course.
Even better if they're stoners. We love friends.
We're stoners. We love friends.
We love friends.
And we love friends.
We do. We love friends and we love friends. Thank you for listening to this episode on Twin Souls Podcast. Please stay tuned for another murder, mystery, and mayhem episode.